May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for November 9th, 2019. And today I'll touch on some cosmic space weather with the full moon in Taurus on Monday, reflecting the sun in Scorpio in conjunction with Uranus. So don't be surprised if we see more news of global economic turmoil and reset. And with Mercury retrograde, we'll be likely seeing a review of those geopolitical trendings that have brought us to this point of global revolution, emphasizing 90% of the word revolution, which is evolution. This has been the theme of this year, the 2019 global evolution, evolution, revolution, revelations. And today I'll be going into those trendings a little bit. Most of you are well aware of the big changes that are morphing the matrix. The deep state of corporatocracy tyranny is disintegrating with severe conflict between the corrupt status quo and an emerging high state of awareness by people worldwide that the patriarchal policy of Western empire for ownership and control of the world's human and physical resources is getting rebooted. It's going through a whole shift process behind the scenes. We're not hearing much about it. I report on it occasionally by way of Benjamin Fulford on my blog and other sources. It's that much of what we get in the mainstream media is just like bread and circuses for the masses. You know, the cognitive dissonance and basically psychological warfare, like a civil war going on in America right now. Some of you are familiar with that. And what's behind all that, we'll be touching on that a little bit. Some of the videos address it more specifically that I'll be discussing. For those who are new to the show, I've interviewed many brilliant people over the last 11 years who are a lot smarter than me about all kinds of things. This last year, I've been focusing on current events with new videos and articles in my blog that I discuss on the show to provide understanding of those core systemic problems and holistic solutions that are defining a new opportunity of freedom and love for the Aquarian dispensation we are entering. So this is a biweekly show, and in my last show I gave an in-depth analysis of global holistic solutions to the systemic madness, you might say, we're seeing in the world today. I reported on in the last show how there are revolutions, demonstrations in the street going on worldwide. It's not reported very often in the U.S. newspapers, but there is a lot of organized dissent in countries around the world right now regarding what the internet has exposed as being basically just corrupt politics and economics that are far more complex and obfuscate the reality of solutions that are available that make a lot of mainstream monopolies obsolete. And of course, that's what this civil war is all about, the power trips of the power elite regarding maintaining social, political, and economic institutions, many of which barely serve the purpose for which they were created. And there are those who are of the deep state, the deeply entrenched vested interests, that have a special interest in keeping abundant truth, abundant economics from the people rather than of buying for the people. We have an economics of scarcity that conceals wastes and often destroys abundance to maintain scarcity to keep prices, profits, and control high. It's just the nature of the beast. It's going through a transition, a transformation, because there are technologies now that could provide extraordinary abundance. And, of course, abundant virtue is the heart of the high road to a high state sovereignty worldwide, you know, United Sovereigns of Earth. And it's moving in that direction from a patriarchal to a more of a win-win cooperative, more of a matriarchal type of a model of meritocracy where the best ideas for service, for serving what is best for all are coming to the fore. People are waking up to all kinds of breakthroughs worldwide with global holistic healing capabilities, global self-representation, global governance upgrade capabilities for economics of abundance with breakthrough technologies ranging from the full spectrum of free energy technologies to global holistic healing technologies and tools and processes and information services to make it possible. And economics of abundance, abundant health, abundant consciousness, abundant social conscience in our social, our interactive global social networks. You know, we're in a global village in reality, and the global village processes of the family of mankind, you know, for basically hanging together so we don't hang separately. And it's moving towards more of a cooperative model than a competitive model, a win-win model rather than a win-lose model. So I'm going to go into it today with this article emphasizing this lead article regarding how the internet has turned 50 and how the creator is warning of subversion. Of course, the creator of the internet, many of you may know, is the World Wide Web founder, is Sir Tim Berners-Lee. He actually didn't create the original ARPANET, but the internet as we know it today was a founder actually about 30 years ago. But the internet technology itself is marking its 50th birthday, going back to its the original ARPANET rudimentary, you know, baby stages, you might say. And what Sir Tim Berners-Lee is saying is that the web's power for good is being subverted by those spreading hatred and threatening democracy. Now, those are kind of some loaded terms that can go both ways. This is a very interesting article. There's a note at the beginning of this article from the Technocracy News editor. He says that in a vacuum, the internet is neutral, but ad humans and power elite economics and politics get messy. Evil humans will do evil things, and the internet has greatly expanded the capacity to spread their corrupt evil and debauch humanity. Excuse me. So that's kind of an introduction to this article. Let me add to that kind of a negative note. You know, obviously there's problems with the internet, and the problem is, again, largely power trips to the power elite who are really have a vested interest in owning and controlling the human and physical resources of humanity. And this is the issue that I'll be dealing with in the blog and the discussion today. So, excuse me, as I've been doing in a lot of my shows since the first of the year, I've been going into different models of wholeness for healing. And of course, the solution in the global holistic healing models, I sometimes refer to the what I call the alpha and omega of global holistic healing, which is global telecom and global telecare. You know, global telecom as far as a solution to the subversion of net reality, as Tim Berners-Lee refers to the internet, and then how that one solution is global telecare in terms of a Web 3.0 upgrade of the internet with five core internet freedoms. You might say an upgrade of the Bill of Rights in the internet age. I mean, the Bill of Rights was written back at the time when we had a horse and buggy legislative system. people had to come together physically to be to represent people back in their districts. Well, we live in a global village now, and an upgrade, the potential to have a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction. Now, this is the vision of Global Telecom, and I provide links in the blogs, and been since the first of the year I've been emphasizing this. Some of you have studied up on Global Telecom, what it looks like, how it works, how it's an upgrade of the computer internet revolution from hardware IBM to software, you know, Microsoft to NetWare, Netscape to Heartware. Heartware is an interactive interface, universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction. Now, 100, 1,000, 1,000,000 people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise, but actually creating a unified field of conscientious common sense. And how that works, that's like the alpha thrust for global holistic healing. And the mega return, you might say, is the Global Telecom website and videos going into that. Some of you, again, are up to speed on that and know what I'm talking about. But the idea of the self-perfecting, self-correcting, you know, database analytics and informatics for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease, that's now possible. And, you know, it'd be very basically inexpensive to set it up, get it going, and it's a self-correcting, self-perfecting system. As the database expands and there's more data with artificial intelligence as well as just spatial intelligence, be able to get, you know, recognize the pattern of information that is provided to show what's working best, whether for any health condition and any current symptom profile, and whether that be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination of integrative, holistic, comprehensive medicine, the results would be indicated from the database. That's actually been possible for quite a few years. I was modeling this back in the 1980s with an organization I had called the Worldwide Health Foundation. And with a model of database analytics that was possible back at that time with Lotus 1-2-3 and just database programs that would could be expanded and reviewed. You know, this was before artificial intelligence, but now with algorithms and the ability to, for pattern recognition with data, it's much easier to create a self-correcting, self-perfecting database model whereby anyone in the world could access it for free. And it's paid for by Yellow Pages, you know, with professional service providers, products and services that are maybe indicated by by the data that, again, can be personalized and customized with your current symptom profiles, your metabolic type, your blood type, and other factors. This is something that's evolved. I've worked on since the 80s, and with the idea of providing informed choice, well-informed choice. I mean, the foundation, you might say, of a authentic healthcare self-care system. And I say self-care because 97.5% of healthcare is what you do for yourself. I mean, you know, if you surrender all your sovereignty over your health, wait until you break down and go and slip between the sheets so they can drip some chemical into your veins, you know, to make you well, well, that's not being responsible for your health, but that's kind of what the healthcare system we have now encourages. You know, don't worry about your health. When you break down, we'll take care of it, kind of a thing. Prevention is not emphasized by the healthcare system we have now. But that's the omega return. The physical health, physical holistic health is a vision of how that could be implemented and fulfilled personally and collectively, you know, through the internet to global medicines. You know, anyone's on the internet worldwide and how it can be translated into different languages. And it's a model that we're going to see sooner or later. And ideally, it'll be a nonprofit model. as I've envisioned, and the potential, of course, to be True Care would be nonprofit, just like all the hospitals in America used to be nonprofit-based and service-oriented. Now they've been privatized by corporations where corporate law states that wherever profits are at stake, the shareholders come before the public, and so we have the most expensive healthcare system in the world, in America, and I think it ranks 85 among advanced nations now as far as infant mortality and longevity and declining health metrics in America. It's really become quite abysmal, and we've got to the point where it's so bad that maybe now people will listen to or look at kind of the self-evident truth of how there are holistic modalities that not only cure cancer, but have been able to cure cancer for 80 years, but have been suppressed the whole time by the medical industrial complex, which, like I say, is run by the corporatocracy and corporate law that states, since they've been privatized and are no longer nonprofit organizations, that states that stockholders, the issue of profit comes before people whenever profits are at stake. So this is a huge issue. This is the patriarchy as we've known it is changing. We're going through big changes with the social, political, and economic institutions because of the internet, which provides a level of common sense. People worldwide know, some of people worldwide with open media worldwide know more of what's going on in America than Americans do. I mean, people worldwide know that there's a civil war going on between the deep state, you might say, and the white hats of government, who are trying to, and some people just don't believe this. They don't see how there are forces that are working in the direction of open systems rather than closed systems, and truth telling rather than fake news. And you're getting fake news mudslinging on both sides these days, and there's so much polarization, it's driving a lot of people freaking crazy just to listen to the boob tube or national propaganda radio, I mean NPR. So don't get me wrong, I listen to NPR a lot for the music and for other great programs that they have, but boy, the political aspect of NPR and ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and the corporate lamestream media is just abysmal these days. And those who really work the internet as far as investigating independent media and what's really going on from within the country or outside the country have quite a different view. And, of course, this is why I'm doing this Cosmic Love show, is to kind of give an independent perspective of articles and videos in the week, and these compendiums that give an overview of material that you're not going to see in the lame stream or fake stream media. So at the beginning of my blog, which you'll be able to pull up with the link in the podcast, it's coming out here. I'm doing this live, but it'll be out here in a couple of days. I say skip to the bottom for Zen Truth, the frequency of wholeness plus angelic love inspiration. Kind of a positive note, because I'm going to go into some heavy stuff and some controversial stuff. So some people just like the light stuff. There's some really good enlightened stuff, videos, articles, I think three videos at the bottom of this post. I'm going to get to those before I, you know, here as I wrap this up. But to get back to the internet and Tim Berners-Lee, you know, the creator of the internet as we know it today, assuming that Tim Berners-Lee, you know, is not evil himself, the creator of the internet, I'm sure he must surely be aware that the World Wide Web of consciousness will naturally mature with the next phase of the computer internet revolution. And I talked about this understanding of the natural evolution from hardware, you know, IBM giant mainframe computers, to software that made possible, you know, desktop computers, to netware, which we now have with handheld computers, And how these will all be integrated with the next phase of the computer internet revolution, which is what I refer to as heartware, as far as the universal interface or an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction, and what that looks like and how that works. Again, this is the telecom solution, and this is a process that will culture conscientious common sense, you might say pattern recognition, cognitive congruence at the heart of kind men, you know, the family of mankind in a global village of all connected, instant, interactive telecom. So where there is the good conscience of generous men, there is hope that enough of us with pure intention will focus attention with love retention for our ascension in the fifth dimension of cyber ethics comprehension. So this is what I explained with global telecom and a universal interface of how it will culture or co-create an ethical standard of consciousness, the language of consciousness, the light of consciousness, how we can involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness as we become more aware, more conscious of how we are conscious. And again, this is a process at the heart of this universal interface for global telecom. So I have a graphic of Julian Assange at this point in the blog, and he's saying that capable, generous men do not create victims. They nurture victims. That's Julius Assange. And there's an article called Capable, Generous Men that this infographic with Julian Assange was at. And he goes into the situation with Julian Assange, which he says is like reading something out of Solzhenitsyn, you know, a courtroom that is nothing more than a stage for a grotesque parody of justice, some sort of theater meant for God only knows who. It's kind of a shocking article, but Julian Assange has represented freedom and opportunity with knowledge, power, and well-informed choice like very few people on the planet. And he's in prison and looks like he's being tortured from news coming out of how incoherent he is when he's been trotted out into public. He's been made an example out of by the deep state that they don't want truth tellers, and they've been making an example out of Julian Assange. Truth telling is getting to be kind of a dangerous vocation, folks. You know, if you haven't noticed, millions of people worldwide are now revolting in the streets against corrupt, powerly potentates who are ethical infants in defiance of public will for change. There's an article then that goes into this, and this is from RT.com, RT News. The article is called World in Flames, Why Are Protests Raging Around the Globe? So an excerpt here says that protests and demonstrations have rocked every corner of the world in recent days with tax hikes, corruption, and supposed environmental injustice, all raising public anger. But why have they spread? Watching the news over the last week, one would be convinced that the world has devolved into a series of flashpoints, with corrupt governments across the political spectrum facing the wrath of their enraged citizens. And to be fair, that's not far from the truth. Global conscious evolution, revolution, revelations are morphing the matrix of collective consciousness from the inside out. Major spikes in Schumann resonance are creating flashes of 5D consciousness at the heart of unified field harmonics, the coherence factor that defines, refines, and shines the first principles of cosmic law framing the order of the universe and divine co-creation. Well, that's a mouthful, you know, to follow up on what's behind these protests. But I provided links with you know, this understanding of 5D consciousness, the coherence factor, the order of the universe, so you can get a grasp of major things are going on with the shift of the energies of the planet. Again, the Schumann resonance, it corresponds to the higher brainwave frequencies of the human brain. And as it spikes higher, there's flashes of higher consciousness, sometimes referred to 5D consciousness. And this has been going on with the Schumann resonance, has been, and there's a lot of science coming out on this, that the frequencies of the planet, the morphic grids of the planet, the Schumann resonance, which resonates, again, with the brain cavity, and the basically the frequencies corresponding to a higher consciousness, it's happening. I mean, this is like natural law from the inside out manifesting in the collective consciousness of humanity. Again, some are experiencing this, resonating with these higher frequencies more than others. Others, it's causing a form of cognitive dissonance where it challenges, you might say, frames of reference that were habitualized with lower consciousness and lower frequencies. But the frequencies of the field, the unified field, the quantum field, the source field, have been shifting. They've been raising in frequency. And this is one of the things that's going on in all the planets of our solar system, because our solar system has entered a part of the galaxy, crossing the galactic plane, and with an increase of photonic light from the great central sun. And it's creating surges of light that are affecting the weather, the atmosphere, and global warming on all the planets of our solar system, you know. So global warming isn't just something happening on Earth, and you can't say it's all caused by CO2 emissions when it's happening on all the planets of the solar system. It's like this. The inconvenient truth of this is that this is an energetic factor that's affecting the climate of the Earth and the climate of all the planets of our solar system, with some of the solar systems going through pole shifts and major changes in their energetics, just as on Earth, as affecting the weather. But, you know, trying to get people to understand that this is, you know, that the power elite are using global warming to create a global governmental power elite globalist control grid based on taxation of carbon, or, you know, the carbon tax. It's just a bunch of politics and economics, and that's being exposed and disintegrated. And most people that I got half a brain that have looked into this realize that it's more about politics and economics than it is about the science of what's really behind global warming, as I mentioned. So this process of waking up, rising up, and rising up, this 2019 global evolution revolution, represents personal and planetary holistic healing transformation with more light, more photonic light, and this understanding of photonic light and the light of consciousness, and this the resonance factor of higher frequencies in consciousness and how it manifests or otherwise co-creates our consciousness as a general rule. Again, there's all kinds of other factors that involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness, both nature and nurture factors. One of the major factors, one of the major ways to understand this factoring of cosmic light, quantum light, photonic light that's increasing on the Earth and in with Schumann resonance, is the language of light, the language of consciousness, light language. And the nature of one's, you might say, web of light, you know, between their ears, the holodeck, you know, that field, the field of energy between their ears and how it resonates with the world at large. This is all part of the art of consciousness. Some people are familiar of the book, The Art of Love by Eric Fromm. Well, The Art of Consciousness, I'm going into a video in the blog, and the video has got some really brilliant, it's called The Art of Consciousness, Episode 5, How the Brain's Function and the Mechanics, you know, the neurons, the neural net, neural pathways, how it relates to the light of consciousness, and how linking the light of consciousness, how the light is linked within the brain and the neurons, the neural net, neural pathways. This video from 58 Magazine just came out October 13th, and just a few weeks ago, and there's some brilliant aspects of it. Highly recommend watching it. It goes into the bioenergetics of conscious light as fires the mind source code in the holodeck. The holodeck, you might say, field of energy between the ears, and how it creates, creates a field. You know, the neural networks create a field of consciousness. And this video is inspired by the teachings of Baird T. Spalding, who wrote the book series Masters of the Far East, and by Jiddu Krishnamurti. Some of you are familiar with Krishnamurti's writings. And again, some of these teachings come by way of the ancient school of wisdom, and there's a link on that if anyone's interested more after watching this video. Like I say, it's up at HeartCom Network now. You can look at this blog, and I'll have that linked in the show notes. So after that video, I have another video on the Matrix. It's called Matrix, A True Story, How We Program the Mind, Programming the Mind, What Goes On. And this is by Bruce Lipton, one of my favorite quantum science guys, common sense guys, biologically correct, brilliant guys who delves into mind-body connection in brilliant ways with books of his. And he does these videos about once a month. This is a very interesting one. He gets into different things that explains how we have been programmed by the conventional scientific community, quote unquote. And now's the time to wake up and give power back to ourselves and others. Just like a single cell, the character of our lives is determined not by our genes, but by our responses to the environmental signals that propel life. Escaping the matrix is to escape the fear of death. So this video is called, again, The Matrix, A True Story, and finishes on the note, escaping the fear of death, getting out of the matrix. There's a great quote there at the end of it by Eckhart Tolle. And he says that death is a stripping away of all that is not you. The secret of life is to die before you die and find that there is no death. I like that quote. Pretty good. Now, along those lines, next video called The Great Mastery of Life by Alan Watts, Why You May Not Want to Live Forever. I'm not saying, you know, why you should die early, but why you may not want to live forever. I mean, getting into this thing of the mystery of death and in the process of finding there is no death by being really alive, what does that look like? How does that work? Well, there's some great graphics in this little video called The Great Mystery of Life by Alan Watts. And some of you may know of Alan Watts, Wilson Watts. He lived until from 1915 to 1973. He was a well-known British philosopher, writer, and speaker, best known for his interpretation of Eastern philosophy for Western audiences. He left behind more than 25 books and an audio library of nearly 400 talks, which are still in great demand. The audio for this video comes from a full lecture that can be heard at the link I provide. And again, some really good philosophy, philosophically correct wisdom on The Great Mystery of Life by Alan Watts in this video. So some of you who are listening to the podcast in the future, you can pull up, and if you're on a computer, desktop computer, you can pull up another window, have it to the side, have yourself a multimedia program as you're listening to my voice. At any time, you can pause it to watch a video and come back. So you can have a self-directed multimedia show where you're your own independent producer, director, creator of your own multimedia show, watching what you want to watch, reading what you want to read, skipping over whatever. some people like different stuff, and they'll skip down through something they like, and they watch a video. This is, again, most of it, so these videos aren't, or you'll never see in the mainstream media, BoobTube. It's mostly independent sources that came out within the last week or two. Some of them longer, if they're classics, so to speak. So, I mean, I'm trying to get into, with this internet turns 50, into some alternative stuff that's really far out there. That the great thing about the internet is, again, telling truth to power. Well-informed choice, knowledge power. You know, when we know better, we can do better. And this is stuff that I, you know, enlightened self-interest on my part is to find this stuff for myself and to share what I, you know, some of the best stuff with those who read my blog and or listen to my radio show. So the issue of truth-telling of alternative realities, or what is, you might say, more of a full spectrum reality rather than a very narrow band of the truth spectrum that corporate media holds to. It's this truth telling, this process of truth telling is under attack in America. Many of you are aware that, you know, how videos, Google and Facebook are, they're demonetizing, blacklisting, you know, different truth tellers that are getting some obviously hitting too close to the truth. And again, truth from a deep state perspective is a very narrow band of the full spectrum of truth. And truth telling is becoming a dangerous vocation in America. I mean, the same deep state media that told us that Hillary would win is now getting revenge by incessantly spinning the news to fit a transparent anti-Trump agenda with the intent of divisive cognitive dissonance. And the graphic, the infographic of this is this classical called by Ben Garrison, The March of Tyranny, you know, left, right, you know, the Democrats, you know, you know, get stepped on, and people say next time they're going to vote Republican, and then the Republicans get stepped on, and they say, ugh, next time I'm going to vote Democrat. And there's this mainstream media just goes from left to the right to left to right, but it's the same agenda behind the scene. I mean, we're still seeing so much of the deep state playing out its infamy, and we're not talking about just the endless war madness, but the military-industrial complex, but the endless war madness or endless disease madness of the medical-industrial complex that is indirectly causing and directly treating disease for profit and not for real health. For optimal health, you know, the optimal health that prevents disease, and so you don't have to treat it in the first place. That's not the emphasis of our healthcare system. It could be, just like the emphasis of our communication systems worldwide, our representative government systems could be more oriented to unity and diversity rather than this divisive left-right polarization, which is, you know, the end-time madness that's reached the turning point, hopefully, from deep state depravity to a high state levity, you know, the levitation of a higher consciousness that inspires the mind and inspires the heart with a universal gold standard of vision, virtue, and valor for the victory of love, TLC, unity and diversity, a unified field of heart coherence and mind congruence, you know, left brain, linear, logical, letter of the law, mind congruence with cosmic law, universal law, natural law, and heart coherence as far as that golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when you're in the frequency of holy compassion. It's the coherence factor, you know, where creativity comes from. And again, that spirit of unity in diversity. So, You know, the TLC factor, you know, cosmic love, universal love, full spectrum, telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, the TLC factor and all of it with a model of love, cosmic love, universal love, that really is a frame of reference for the first principles of cosmic law. You know, the law of one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, fifth dimension, divine direction, perfection, correction, you know, a process of becoming whole, you know, the holy whole. And that is the process of global holistic healing. So I'm going to be getting through the show a little bit earlier today, but I wanted to finish up with these two. There's actually three inspirational videos I wanted to refer to. One is called Zen Truth, you know, Harmonic Equilibrium. And it's about the 528 hertz frequencies. And I mean, the Silveggio tone, the 528 hertz, you know, the miracle tone it's sometimes referred to. This video actually has more than 23 million views. Actually, you can listen to it. It's the harmonics of the Silveggio tone, 528 hertz. You can listen to it. I like to listen to it sometimes. You know, just background sound on my computer. Just open this video link and just listen to it in the background while I'm working on other things. It's a wonderful harmonic, centering and connective meditation music. It's just wonderful. It's for releasing inner conflict and struggle, or it's, you might say, it's anti-anxiety music. It's like a harmonic flow. It's like this tone, this frequency that scientifically has been shown to basically has an anti-anxiety influence. So there's that video the inspiration bottom line. And then there's this video, Be Messengers of the Living Word and Share Your Truth. And really enlightened meditation. It comes from the 2019 Autumn Equinox Prayer Vigil of the HeartCenter.org. For those who are familiar with the Heart Center, David Christopher Lewis is providing extraordinary representation of the Masters and the Hosts of Heaven stepping through the veil, laying the foundation for a golden age. This video is another example of that, by way of Archangel Jophiel and Christine, you know, the Masters, the Hosts of Heaven. Spirit guides, they're real. A lot of people know this. David's one of those voices crying in the wilderness, voices singing in the wilderness. The songs that he's written and created, channeled, you might say, are amazing. So this is going on globally with his organization. People watching his video from all over the world. He's giving presentations all over the world. I thought it was just a really good inspirational frame of reference that you might appreciate. So that's getting pretty much to the bottom line, which is that there is a divine destiny for America that heals the extreme polarization and dissonance in social consciousness. The internet has the capability to be a vehicle for that. This divine destiny goes much deeper than the end times madness we see with the divisive dialectic of corporate media. It goes even deeper than the principal issue of global economic reset, whose optimal future is the culture and economics of abundance based on abundant love through a high state of interactive TLC. TLC, tender loving care at the heart of telecom, for telecommunity, self-governance, teleconscience, self-learning, telecare, self-healing, and telecommerce, self-reliance with abundance economics underwriting the millennial Aquarian dispensation. In other words, we're moving at the last dregs of the Piscean Age into Aquarius, freedom and love, TLC, universal love, universal standards, the gold standard for freedom and love, the principles of freedom and love, you might say synergized from left to right, left brain to right brain. And we're really talking about the choice of conscious evolution and how the core issue is a choice of either freedom or or tyranny. This is where global civilization is at. It's a choice. And the public is not being given a choice with the unabashed corporate tyranny as tells us what to think in fake free media and mandates. Excuse me. I don't even want to say this. You know how the fake free media mandates toxic vaccines injected into our bodies, whether we like it or not. If we don't have a choice for what is injected into our bodies, then we've lost the most basic of freedoms, you know, the right to our own life. So the right to a life of enlightened love is the first principle of evolution in a free will universe. And it's high time to stand up for higher standards as a new normal. Time to wake up, wise up, and rise up. Excuse me. So at this point of the blog that I'm kind of following, I've been getting off script quite a bit here, but there's a picture of a crowd of people sitting down, and one guy standing up, looking out into the future. Looks like across the river to New York City or something. But it's from an article, collectiveevolution.com, called "The Limitations from Accepting Things as Normal." You know, the understanding of normalcy, normalcy bias, and how it creates a kind of a paradigm paralysis where we can't move forward or have difficulty moving forward because we're stuck in, so to speak, normal and won't stand up, wise up, or otherwise rise up and get a higher perspective on how, where we want to go and how to get there. So I then provide another video here. It's a phenomenal. Some people will really appreciate this video. Some people won't connect at all. And this is, again, this is the kind of videos I like to provide, because for some people, these different videos appeal to and won't appeal to others. This one on synchronicity I thought was fascinating in many regards. Synchronicity as far as the meaning and quantum origins in synchronicity. It was done back in August by this Tom Montauk. And he goes into the meaning and quantum origins of seven types of synchronicity. And explains that synchronicities are meaningful coincidences or improbabilities sent to you from behind the veil of what we call normal. And I sometimes refer to synchronicities as coinkydinkies, or coincident coinkydinkies, like coincidences. If you want to find out what the seven types of synchronicities look like, what they mean, and what causes them, find that video interesting. There's also a transcript of that video if you want to go back and copy out parts of it or follow parts of it in more detail, because there's a lot in that video that's in-depth understanding of the timeline, the, you know, from past to present to future. You know, there's different ways people perceive time, and, you know, there's like archetypal ways to perceive time, just like there's archetypal ways, like Carl Jung has explained, there's different archetypal ways of perceiving space. The synchronicity goes into the understanding in time how things, how events can coalesce in a way that's above and beyond normal. So someone may find that interesting. For the most amazing example of synchronicity you've ever heard of, you can go to this article on Path called, you know, heartcom.org/onpath.htm. And I'll provide the link for that. And if that's not the most amazing example of synchronicity you've ever heard of, please tell me about your own experience. I'd love to share that, because this one sets a high bar, changed my life, set my sails for life, and you might find it interesting. So quantum reality, back to quantum reality, it at heart is a choice. You know, quantum science, quantum reality, it's all a function of consciousness. Consciousness is the directing influence. And so whether we're conscious or not is a choice. I mean, what we're conscious of, Energy flows where attention goes. And the choice ultimately is to come up higher or not so much. I mean, we can soar with the eagles or scratch with the turkeys. We can optimize our God-given gifts and talents or get along by going along with a crazy world. Now, the video I provide at this point of the blog is from TruthStreamMedia.com, which provides some incredible videos on a regular basis. And it's about how technology is becoming indistinguishable from reality and how we're living in an age of not just mass distractions, but also information overload and what that means. I mean, when information overload is taken to its logical conclusion, it conditions a state of learned helplessness in most of us as we bury our heads further in the ever-widening endless array of distractions that let others do the critical thinking for us. So this video, TruthStream Media, again, there's some will find this really fascinating, interesting. You know, there's kind of the dynamics of what's going on with technology as affects the collective consciousness of humanity at this time. I mean, folks, the rate of change has been accelerating. Many of us are suffering from future shock, you know, the narrowing of one's paradigm of normal with an inability to process new information of an in-depth nature. And in the business world, this is known as executive burnout. And in modern psychology, this narrowing of one's normal bias is referred to as paradigm paralysis, you know, or stuck in negativity. And so high levels of stress are the typical cause behind all mental and physical dis-ease. And this is especially true for elderly unless they supplement their health habits with adaptogens to help their body and mind adapt to stress. For example, quality sources of CBDs and Swedish pollen extract. I talked about Swedish pollen extract in more detail in the last show, Cosmic Love Show, explaining how talking about a full spectrum of micronutrient precursors for basically neurotransmitters for the brain and prostaglandin precursors for the immune system that strengthens the immune system and strengthens cognitive function. And again, from the source of the food chain, microscopic pollen grains that are basically extracted without chemicals, pre-digested with live enzymes so that's easily to assimilate and hypoallergenic. And this natural substance, Swedish pollen extract, again, optimizes neurotransmitter activity as well as the endocrine system, the immune system. So bottom line, you know, we're on a path of conscious evolution. The internet is a major tool that could be used to optimize this conscious evolution process. And we have a choice to be either stuck in negativity, you know, S-I-N, or we can wake up, wise up, and strive to thrive. So keep the faith, think global, dance local like no one is watching, and love like you've never been hurt. So happy trails until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.